staying in our grazing country because a pill full of killer fungus is a weapon finally available for general use by landholders in northwest Queensland to control a terrible woody weed. Years ago, landholders noticed a naturally occurring fungal pathogen was killing Parkinsonia. And after the hard work of the University of Queensland scientists, a safer, cheaper and more environmentally friendly control method has now been developed. Kimmy McGuire reports.
Dieback pellets were made after producers noticed Parkinsonia dying naturally on its own. 14 years later, it's finally getting through the gate. Meat and Livestock Australia's Cameron Allen is pushing the use for graziers to use the pellets as part of an overall weeding program. Cameron, what is the major problem with Parkinsonia for livestock?
The issue for livestock producers is that we have an undesired species that forms dense thickets in floodplains, grasslands, outcompetes pasture for forage, for livestock production, along broad drains and water lines. What that means is that access by stock to feed is compromised.
For the average punter, what's available for Parkinsonia in the West?
There are a range of control means available, mechanical, chemical, clearing. So we look to have a broad range of control options available to livestock producers because their weed issue may be in a peculiar context. And this is one key area that we need to emphasise is that with any weed control, there's generally not just one clean solution. So how can we have a coherent campaign, if you like, over time on the target weed?
So this goes into the eco-friendly side of pest control, but this has been from noticing Parkinsonia dying naturally. Can you run me through what was the expansion of this to create the pellets?
Well, it came out of producer observation. Plants were just dying, and this has happened on a range of weed species, but the causal factor was not known. So there were some small-scale trials to then identify that in these plants that were dying, there were a higher concentration of particular native pathogens. They're pathogens that are here already in the soil. The question was, well, why do these plants die? Small-scale work, project work on a range of properties, non-target impact. It's not a foliar spray, for example. It basically then inoculates into the plant, which over time will lead to death.
Now, this has taken quite a number of years to get this research off the ground. When will we see results across the West?
The research data and observations from producers would say that it probably could be up to 12 months after inoculation that we see that plants are being stressed, and then once they're stressed, to move into if they're stressed sufficiently and die.
MLA's Cameron Allen. And although it has just been launched, rangers from Longreach to Mount Isa have already been training to use the capsules. Trainer Doug Alpus says they'll be keeping an eye on the weeds over the next coming weeks.
A few of the rangers hadn't done this work before, so we showed them how it's done, and then we just, you know, worked together and treated a lot of trees over a couple of weeks. We found pretty much every tree because we've flown over it in a helicopter and spotted it and treated it. And with this dieback capsule, you don't need to treat every tree. You treat probably 20-25% of it because the idea is that, it'll spread in the soil.
I look forward to hearing how that goes. Doug Allpass from Desert Channels Queensland, ending that report from Kimmy McGuire.